USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The weather was perfect in the nation's capital for last night's Salute to America celebration. On the White House lawn, President Trump made remarks in which he said that he won't allow protesters to pull down longstanding monuments.
We are now in the process of defeating the radical left, the Marxists, the anarchists, the agitators, the looters, and people who, in many instances, have absolutely no clue what they are doing.
Shortly after the president made those remarks, in nearby Baltimore, a Christopher Columbus statue was pulled down by protesters. It broke into pieces, and those protesters then dragged the largest of the pieces over to the waterfront and dropped them into the Inner Harbor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
As we told you moments ago, President Trump made remarks on the 4th of July holiday, while presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden did the same. His was an upbeat 4th of July message that was posted online.
This Independence Day, let's not just celebrate the words. Let's celebrate that promise. Commit to work. The work we must do to fulfill that promise. Remain locked in the battle for the soul of this nation.
President Trump is signing an extension to the Paycheck Protection Program that was passed by the House on Wednesday. The bill extends the deadline to apply for the small business loans until the 8th of August. The program had expired back on Tuesday with approximately $130 billion left. It was designed to help companies impacted by COVID-19, encouraging them to keep their workers on the payroll. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Florida is reporting its highest number of COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. State officials yesterday reporting 11,445 new cases, and that's up from the previous day when officials reported just over 9,400. The database at Johns Hopkins University now says that over 11 million people worldwide have tested positive for COVID-19. A woman has died after falling into the Grand Canyon. Park officials say that 59-year-old Maria Salgado Lopez, an Arizona resident, was taking photos while on a hike with her family when she fell yesterday afternoon. Her body was recovered about 100 feet below the south rim of the Grand Canyon. Joey Chestnut is continuing his reign as the big hot dog-eating champion of the world. Chestnut set a new record at this year's annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest at New York's Coney Island yesterday. Chestnut ate 75 hot dogs, including the buns, in 10 minutes, beating his competitor by 33 hot dogs. It's Chestnut's 13th time taking home the mustard yellow belt over the past 14 years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.